lectures from you yesterday, so you're already known to us. Professor Perkacsi is the professor of Quranic studies at the Imam Sadiq University, and we're looking forward to your speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this session, I have to use the opportunity for present my lecture about the textual reading of the Holy Quran through biblical parallels. As a case of study, I have chosen man as God's representative on the earth. Yesterday, I have some explanations about the new hermeneutics and the principle of historicality, and I had a claim about the rareness of historicality by the Muslim scholars, and I try to use this viewpoint in examination of the teaching in the Quran in parallel with the biblical studies. It may be named as a diachronic approach, but I'd like to propose a term. It is not a normal term, but I propose a term, diatextual approach, because the problem of us is not just chromos, but it is the issue of text and the relationship between the text. First of all, I'd like to underline on the fact that in several passages of the Holy Quran, such as in the 16th chapter and in the verse 64, Surah An-Nahl, there is several references to the previous scriptures, and it is insisted on the fact that Quran try to interpret what is not clear in the previous scriptures. We think that the verses of the Holy Quran can be work as an interpretation of the verses of previous scriptures, as well as the previous scriptures can help us to better understand the verses of the Holy Quran. First of all, I'd like to recite two verses of the Quran. The first verse is in the second chapter, the verse 30. And when the Lord said to the angels, I am setting in the earth a viceroy, they said, what wilt thou set therein one who will do corruption there and shed blood, while we proclaim thy praise and call thee holy? He said, assuredly, I know that you know not. It is the presentation of Adam and the first man as the viceroy of God on the earth. And another verse in Surah, in chapter 38, verse 26, about David. David, behold, we have appointed thee as viceroy in the earth. Therefore, judge between men justly, and follow not caprice, lest it lead thee astray from the way of God. Surely, those who go astray from the way of God, there awaits them a terrible chastisement for that they have forgotten the day of reckoning. I underline on this verse as a representation of David as a viceroy of God on the earth. And I try to find out the traces of these two teachings in the scriptures of Old and New Testament. Of course, when the Quran is speaking about a prophet which is known in the Old Testament, we expect to find the teaching in some way in the Old Testament, even in another words and with another formulation. Then, I try to connect this verse about the being Adam, the viceroy of God on the earth, with a verse in the Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 26, then God said, "Let's make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And two verses later, another time, God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea," and so on. Here, I try to use the colors for make connections between the concepts. I use the red color for every concept in connection between the sameness and similarness of Adam or another creature to God. And I use the green color for any concept connecting with the kingship and with the power and with the maybe said omnipotence and omniscience of human being, which is given by God to him. Here, there is a separation between two concepts. The concept of image and likeness, and the concept of rule and kingship on all creatures on the earth. It is my Hebrew text which is in this situation. Okay, I suppose that I can have a minute to change the laptops and to use my own laptop to have this phone. You let me.
In the meantime, I can tell you we have the same problem when we study Old Testament, and I wrote my first essay. This was what the Hebrew scripture looked like when I changed the document. It's a bit embarrassing when you give it to the professor.
Sorry for interruption. Problem with the projector should be solved, and I should use time and continue my discussion. In the Hebrew text of the Genesis, there is several concepts in Hebrew that I will use it during my discussion. For example, when speaking about the image of God, the word used for the meaning of image is salm. Bisalmu, bisal Elohim. The word salm is the word for the meaning of image. And there is a root for, a verbal root, for the meaning of ruling over and being king of the earth. The root is radah, meaning to roll over. It is used in the read passage two times. Further, we have another verse in Psalms. In the chapter 8, verses 5 to 8. Yet you have made him a leader lower than angels or God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You made him to roll over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Here, the word written by red fonts is little lower than angels or God. It is another way of speaking about the similarness between Adam and God, between human being and God. Why I say angels or God? Because of the fact that there is some controversy between the translators and commentators of Psalms about the translation of the word Elohim. Some of translators translate it to the word angels, and some translate it to God.
برای اینکه این فونت رو نمیتونه بخونه نمیتونم از کامپیوتر دیگه استفاده اگه میشه
What I wrote with green fonts concerning the kingship and power omnipotence of human being is you crown him words you crown him rule over the works of your hands. In Hebrew text, also we have several words concerning the facts. For example, the root. The word the root ma'at. It is written in red fonts because of the fact that. It is concerning and connecting to the meaning of being lower than God or lower than angels, but in the limits of being an angel or being like God. And another root written in green fonts, atar, and another root, mashal, it is roots meaning to be ruled over and to be
the dominant. I hope the problem with this, it is expected to be okay. Man as viceroy of the God.
بدین من یه از پی دی اف خروجی میگیرم یا فونتش رو ذخیره میکنم که با همین کامپیوتر
میشه نمیشه وقت میتونی in Jewish literature, for example in Midrash, there is several commentaries on the recited verses of Genesis and Psalms that make clarifying the meaning of the concepts concerning the viceroyship of Adam and human being on the earth. For example, some Midrash texts present Adam, God's, speak about God's dialogue with the angels before creation of Adam, like in the Holy Quran. For example, in Bereshit Rabbah, the famous commentary on the Sefer Bereshit, on Genesis, it is said, we want to create a man. And they said, the angels, from which kind he would be? God said, his wisdom, omniscience, his wisdom would be more than all the others. It is focused on the being Adam and human being omniscient. And Bereshit Rabbah repeatedly it speaks of God as a king, and could be understood from the context of this book that the kingship of God is given to man on the earth as viceroy. In Christian literature, for example, in a book, famous book, The Life of Adam and Eve, we can read, I have made thee in own image and likeness, addressing to Adam, I had made thee in own image and likeness. And we can see in the quotation from the scriptures in a book from a Christian writer of Syria, Abul Faraj Gregorius ibn Ibri. He speaks that ثُمَّ خَاتَبَ مَلَائِكَتَهُ قَائِلًا, after that God speaks to the angels and says, we are going to create a human being in our image and likeness. It is exactly like the words in the book of Adam and Eve. According to Quran, insisting on two elements, omniscience and omnipotence of Adam and human being, is existing in other verses too. For example, in chapter 2, verse 31, says, and he taught Adam the names, all of them, then presented them to the angels and said, tell me the names of these, if you are truthful. It is insisting on the omniscience of human being. And in chapter 31, verse 10, Do you not see that Allah has disposed for you whatever there is in the heavens and whatever there is in the earth, and He has showered upon you His blessings, the outward and the inward? Yet among the people are those who dispute concerning Allah without any knowledge or guidance or an illuminating scripture. The meaning of disposition and being disposed all of things for human being
is insisting on the concept of omnipotence of human being on the earth. Adam, or human being as image of God, is existing in some pseudepigraphia of as complementary and supplementary to apocrypha. In pseudepigraphic works like the Secrets of Enoch, it is Enoch, there is a misspelling here, his own image, or in Testament of 12 Patriarchs, his own image, and it may be traced in the Book of Jubilees as a pseudepigraphic text, or Pir de Avod as a Talmudic text, image of God. Here, we can trace the continuation of the concept of image of God in the book of James, in New Testament. The book of James, chapter 3, and verse 9, "Therewith bless the God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God." The similitude of God. It is a result of evolution of the concept of image of God. It is not exactly the concept of image of God, but from the viewpoint of history of ideas, it is the evolution of the perception of image of God in the Old Testament. According to the Greek text, Omoiosis Theos, and it is from the root Omoios, like, similar, from Omos, same. For we, in Persian language, it is cognate with the word Ham, which we use in Persian. Even in Islamic literature, in some hadiths, both from Shia and Sunni resources, there is a saying from the word of the Holy Prophet that إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَى سُورَتِهِ, God created man in his image, using the concept of surah. Surah is comparable to the word psalm in the text of Genesis, Hebrew text. Then, we can compare the Adam as image of God in Genesis, Psalms, Quran, and prophetic traditions of Islam. In Genesis, the root rada is used for the meaning of being dominant, to govern, which is translated in Septuagint to katakurieusate, from the root of Kurios, the Lord. In Hebrew text, the word psalm, which is translated in Septuagint to eikon, eikon theou, it means the image of God. The same word which is pronounced as icon in English. Where we are speaking about the Psalms, the same concept is transmitted to new concept. The concept expressed by the verbal root mashal in Hebrew. Mashal is cognate to the Arabic root mathal, mithl. It means in Hebrew to govern, to lead, to be dominant, and to be similar, to represent. Even in Arabic nowadays, we, for representative of parliament, they say mumathil, Mathil is representative of parliament, and there we can see the unification of the meaning of being dominant and the meaning of being similar and representative in Hebrew root mashal, in Psalms, and not in Genesis. In Genesis, the two concepts are separated, but in Psalms, there's a unification between two concepts. And the root atar, to surround and to cry, and crown, is also used in Psalms. In Quran, we can realize the usage of the root khalaf in the word khalifa. Khalifa is representative. Also, we know that in the history of Islam, the successors of the Prophet Muhammad were known as khalifa in history, like Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, and others. They are known as khalifa, successors or viceroys of the Holy Prophet. Also, in Islamic traditions, prophetic traditions, we can find the root sabar in the word surah when speaking about the creation of Adam in the image of God in some prophetic traditions. Further, I another time try to compare between the passages of Genesis, passages of Psalms concerning the viceroyship of Adam on the earth, and try to say that the main core of the concept in Genesis is the dominant of Adam by power. But in Psalms, we can see the dominance of Adam by power and knowledge, both power and knowledge, omniscient and omnipotent. So we are going to have a brief explanation about the David as viceroy. According to the Samuel, the book of Samuel, second book of Samuel, chapter 23, verse 3, the God and Israel said, "The Rock of Israel spoke to me, he who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of God, David." Here, you can see in red font the word in Hebrew text of Psalms, Mushal, from the root Mashal. It is simultaneously meaning being dominant and being representative, being similar. And excuse me for these corruptions. It is better not to use the PowerPoint. here the keyword Mashal, who rules, from the root Mashal, to govern, to lead, to be dominant. It is identical in root. The word used in Genesis is identical, in Psalms is identical in root with the usage in the second Samuel. The same root Mashal is used in the Psalms and the second Samuel. When we are speaking about the Psalms, it is the viceroyship of Adam. And when we are speaking about the second Samuel, the speech is about the viceroyship of David. The same root is used. Also in the Quran, the same root is used for speaking about the Adam and David, because Adam is Khalifa and David also is Khalifa. Here in Quran, we can realize in other verses, in other verses speaking about David, about his dominant power and his dominant knowledge. For example, in this chapter 2, verse 251, here, thus they wrote them with Allah's will, and David killed Goliath, and so on, and is speaking about the power and about the dominance of David in power. In another verse, in the chapter 27, verse 15, certainly we gave David and Solomon knowledge, is speaking about the gift of knowledge to Solomon and to David, and David's dominance in knowledge, his omniscience. Another time, speaking in Quran about the knowledge and the power of David in the in chapter 34, verses 10 to 11. As conclusion, I try to say that when reading Genesis, the root Rada in Genesis, which is translated to Katakuriosate in Septuagint, is used for the concept of dominance, but restricted dominance restricted to power, not knowledge, in Genesis, and Psalm is used for similarness of Adam to God in Genesis, and the two concepts are separated in Genesis. When speaking about the Psalms, the root Mashal in Psalms is used for Adam in Psalms and 2 Samuel, the root Mashal is used for both dominance and representation in a unique form, for Adam and David, for Adam in Psalms and for David in 2 Samuel. The root Mashal in Hebrew having the meaning of power and knowledge, then speaking about the about Adam and David as Mashal of God in Psalms and 2 Samuel means their dominance in power and knowledge and their similarness and being representative of God on the earth. When coming to the Holy Quran, the root Khalaf means both dominance and representation in Arabic, like the Psalms and 2 Samuel, and the attributed of power and knowledge extended to the similarness of God. Then, when some prophetic traditions speak about the creation of Adam in the image of God, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَى سُورَةِ, it is a returning to Genesis. And when naturally we continue the evolution of the concept intertextually between Old Testament, New Testament and the Quran, we can realize three components. The first component is insisting on the fact of being representative of God on the earth, being dominant on the earth from the side of knowledge and power. This is the first component. The second component is these two concepts being separated in Genesis and being unified in Psalms, 2 Samuel, and the Quran. And the third component of my discussion is the fact that when coming over the time and coming through the text and intertextual relationship between these three levels, Old Testament, New Testament, and the Holy Quran, we can realize that in Quran, the root khalaf used for this complicated concept in comparison to the root mashal used for this complicated concept in Psalms and 2 Samuel is less anthropomorphic, because there is a kind of anthropomorphism about the word mashal, because the word mashal is including a kind of similarship of human being to God. That's why there is a discussion and a controversy between the translators of the Psalms for the word Elohim. Some of them translated Elohim to angels, and some of them translated it to God. We can see here, for example, here, the Hebrew text, Me'at Me'Elohim, lower than Elohim. The Elohim is translated in Septuagint to Angelus. It means angels. And in Vulgate, it is translated to Angelis, Venus of Angelis, lower than angels. But it is interesting that in the translation of Martin Luther from the viewpoint of Protestantism, it is translated to God. Niedrige gemacht als Gott. The word Elohim is translated to God, to God, by Martin Luther in his translation. And in other translations, for example, in the English translation of Haupt from the 19th century in America, it is translated to divine. It means God. In spite of the fact that in the Slavic translation, Angel, and in King James Version in English, angels are translated into angels. The controversy in translating to God or angel is for hesitation about the word Elohim and some kind of anthropomorphism there, which is not present concerning the word Khalifa in the Holy Quran. Then I try to show that reading the Old and New Testament in the light of the Holy Quran and reading the Holy Quran in the light of New and Old Testament can help us to interpret and understand the verses of the Holy Quran and other scriptures diatextually, diachronically. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much to both of you and both your presentations. Let me first of all